Welcome back. We're up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 6, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Kelaim. So we previously discussed the case of an aris. An aris, again, was a group of vines that you would train onto a wall, and there are some, at least, who say that that would be considered its own vineyard, even though it's only one row and not two rows. Now, the only other piece of information we need to know before we continue further in this Mishnah, or before we begin the Mishnah, is what a lattice work is. A lattice work is some sort of like a, we all know, we've all seen it. It's the crisscrossing type of wood that you see a vine growing onto when a vine grows onto a wall. Usually, it's like that crisscrossed type of a wooden wall. And so, in such a situation, the vines will grow onto this type of a wall. And sometimes, what people do is they have like a wall, and then the wall has like an extended canopy on top, and that's called a trellis. So these are called like trellised vines that grow onto this roof type of thing. In other words, just like imagine like an L, and the bottom of the L, that it sort of like extends over the ground as like a canopy or a roof, and that is where the vines are growing on this lattice work. Okay, so with all of that information, aris shehu yotzei min ha-madrega, when you have an aris that extends outward from a raised area of land, so in other words, the vines that are attached to this aris, they form a canopy over the field that's next to it. Rabbi Yaakov says, im omid ba-aretz uvotzer eskulo. If someone is standing on the ground of the field and he can reach up to this trellised vine and he can harvest all of the grapes of this aris without climbing onto a ladder or without going onto the raised area, whatever it is, hareza oser abra amos baseda. So not only does the area that's beneath this lattice work become prohibited, but even four amos beyond it is going to be prohibited because it's all sort of considered the vineyard. V'im lav, but if a person is not able to reach all of the grapes without using a ladder or going on to a higher level, eno oser. So the only thing that's going to be prohibited is the area that's underneath the lattice work. That's going to be prohibited, but anything beyond that is not going to be prohibited. And then says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Eliezer says, Afanotea achas ba'aretz ve'achas ba'madriga. Similar halacha applies to a person who plants one row of vines on the ground and one row of vines on a raised area. So im gabua min ha'aretz asara tfachim, if the raised area is going to be 10 tfachim higher, then the ground inam mistarefes imo. So then the row of the raised area would not combine with the row on the ground to form a kerem, to form a vineyard. Right. So in other words, they're each viewed as separate vines or separate rows of vines. V'imla, but if the raised area is not 10 tfachim higher from the ground, it's less than 10 tfachim. So the row on the raised area would combine with the row on the ground to form a proper vineyard, and so then you can't plant something within four amos of the vines. That was Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel now continues in terms of trying to understand what the halachos are as they pertain to a trellis grape vine. So says the Mishnah, Hamadle esagefen al miktas apif yaros. If a person trains a grapevine on part of the latticework canopy of a trellis, lo yaros. So we can't plant other seeds even beneath the rest of the canopy, meaning you say, he just started doing it. And so there are areas that do not have a grapevine on it, but nonetheless, the purpose of this trellis is going to be to serve the grapevine, where he's going to allow the vines to grow onto it. So it would therefore have the same status as the grapevine itself. And so therefore, it's going to become usher to plant underneath it any sort of other seeds, even beneath the sections where there is not actually grapevine growing right now. But nonetheless, if he did plant other seeds under the section of the roof where the vine is not yet growing, it would not cause the grapes or the other species to become usher. But if the vine grew further and the new growth went out onto the part of the trellis that is going to be above the other species, then the produce becomes prohibited. And the same halacha applies when, forget about using a trellis, but this crisscrossed wooden wall, but the person trains a grapevine on part of like a non-fruit bearing tree, a barren tree, and in a similar way to how we've been describing this lattice work trellis vine. So since the tree is barren, the owner is going to have to view it as secondary to this grapevine. The tree is going to have the same status as the grapevine, and then it will be usher to plant other seed under the parts of the tree even where there is no grapevine growing, because it will be growing there at some point. So it's going to be considered like the grapevine itself. And seemingly, if you do it, it will be permissible, like b'dieved. But nonetheless, when it does start growing in that area, then it will become prohibited. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Daled. Have a wonderful day.